So, Ted, an interesting study from creditcards.com finds some of us aren't necessarily the best tippers when we're eating out. Tell us what the findings.
That's right. We found that men and millennials are the worst tippers. We found that women and baby boomers are the best. And in this context, when I'm saying best and worst, really what I'm referring to is the frequency of tipping. Because to take it one step further, what was really interesting here was that while women and baby boomers tipped the most frequently, and men and millennials tipped the least frequently, when people do tip, it's actually men and millennials who give more. So you might look at them as boom or bust tippers. They're more likely to stiff you or more likely to give you a really good tip.
Did the study look into which situations men and millennials are tipping robustly?
We did. We asked about 10 different scenarios. Six of them were evergreen, things like restaurants, getting your hair cut, things like that. And then four of them were specific to the end of the year. End of year tips for childcare providers, mail carriers, trash collectors, people like that. Some of the differences that really stood out, first of all, on the male-female thing, we found that women are 7% percentage points more likely than men to always tip food delivery people, and 6 percentage points more likely to always tip their hairstylists and restaurant wait staff. On the generation side of things, there was a huge gap between baby boomers and millennials at restaurants. Also, taxi and rideshare drivers, baby boomers are 23 percentage points more likely to tip them, 20 percentage points more likely to tip hairstylists. The generations really had a huge gap.
Why do you think it is that millennials don't have the propensity to tip everyone, even if it's just a little bit?
The knee-jerk reaction would be to say that it has to do with income, and that in general, income predicts tip. Baby boomers are more established, they have more saved, they have higher salaries. That's one very plausible reason why they're tipping better than millennials. But I think it's more than that. I don't think income is the whole story here, because when we did the study last year, one of the questions we asked was, if you could do away with tipping entirely, even if it meant paying higher food prices, would you do that? And we found that millennials were by far the most likely to say, yeah, I'd pay more for food if we did away with tipping. So it's not just that they're cheap or they have lower incomes. I really think millennials have kind of a social justice take on this, which is it's not fair that in many cases, restaurant owners and other business owners are paying their staff less, and it's expected that the customer is going to make up the difference.
Right.
I think that millennials really rebel against that, and they want more of a living wage, not this tipping system.
No, that makes perfect sense. I notice also that the study found that those who have worked for gratuities in the past tend to live by what they were hoping they would receive.
I love that stat. The fact that if you've ever worked in the service industry, you're a better tipper. On average at restaurants, formerly tipped workers are giving 22%. Everybody else is giving 17%. I think this also helps to explain that gender difference here, because 70% of tipped workers are female. And I think that that's part of the reason that women are tipping better. They have this empathy of they've been there and they understand it, and they're looking out for the largely women who are occupying these positions.
Was there any aspect to the study that inquired of any aged respondent whether or not they tip for counter service?
That was something that we asked about last year, and we've seen more and more tip creep in recent years. You mentioned counter service, it could be takeout, it could be the coffee shop, it could be a food truck, something like that. We found that in those instances, most people are going to pick the middle option, but millennials were the most likely to either pick the lowest or to pick nothing at all. So that's another case of millennials kind of rebelling against the status quo and saying that we don't really like all these pre-prepared tip options that you're presenting to us.
And final question, as boomers get older and eventually we lose them and millennials become more that ensconced generation, do you think that social justice aspect to their tipping might ultimately prevail? Or do you think tipping will always remain in some fashion in our culture?
It's a great question, and there's so much changing here. We think about technology, things like Uber and Lyft, and how much that has changed things. And there's just so many different applications of this. The more I've learned about tipping, the more encouraged I feel to do it. I know that, you know, we don't tend to carry as much cash as we used to, and sometimes we feel a little shorthanded when we're at the valet or some sort of tipping scenario. But the fact is, a lot of these service workers are seriously underpaid. And unfortunately, I don't see that part changing in the near future. There are some restaurants that have tried to do away with tipping and raise their menu prices. And ironically, it's been panned on both sides of things. The diners generally don't like it. And ironically, the staff doesn't like it because it makes everything more the same. You know, I think waiters and waitresses often feel that if they give great service, they're going to get more. And they also, you know, we should all pay our taxes, but they don't always report all of that income. So
right.
The more that you legislate it, it just makes things more official. So for all these reasons, I think tipping is going to stick around. And hopefully millennials will tip more because a lot of hardworking people depend on it.
Yeah. If you fit it into the cost of whatever the service is, then it sort of locks in their earning potential. And really the whole idea of capitalism is to earn as much as you can if you work hard enough for it.
And I just know from talking to people in the service industry, there's always this hope that you're going to hit it big and that you're going to get that big tipper today. And I think there's even a little bit of excitement or gambling of sorts. I mean, it's a little bit hard to use those terms because this is people's livelihood. But
sure.
Talking from people that have waited tables, there is a little bit of an excitement factor to what am I going to get and how can I earn more?
Absolutely. Very interesting topic, and you always deliver real interesting and useful information. Ted Rossman from creditcards.com. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.